We have sunshine and 16 degrees.
Who left the water running? I haven't heard that. You must have turned on our
fountain mic.
Fountain mic?
Yeah, got to crank it up. Got to make sure everybody's...
I thought you'd maybe sneak it over into that other meeting room there, and we could just listen to sort of chip-chap
conversations. Oh, that's a great idea.
That are going
on. Terry, next thing we have to do is kind of slink our microphone over into that other secret meeting over there.
Don't tell him that. he doesn't know you're joking. He's really going to do that. You got to be careful with Terry, because if you give him something to do, he'll take care of it.
All right.
But they've got, is it the finance committee that's
the here? Democratic Party, yeah. Oh. Movers and shakers here today in the banquet room.
Is that why Rosa, is that why you're here this morning too, Rosa?
I'll have part of that meeting. Okay. But I'm representing a bipartisan position with the city.
You have Rosa G this morning, council at large with Sheffield Lake. I guess you had a meeting last night. It was dealing with the community center, if you could tell us about it.
Yes, we have the Joyce Hanks Advisory Board, and I'm the council representative for the advisory board. And we had our quarterly meeting last night at 6:30. During our meeting, we have been discussing for a while now of bringing the community center back into the residence as a community center. For so many years now, it's been mainly rented out as a hall. So to do this, we decided for our first attempt of getting residents back into the community center, we were going to go towards the seniors. So what we decided to do is we want to hold a senior roundtable April 9th at 6:30 p.m. at the Joyce Hanks Community Center. The address is 4575 Lake Road in Sheffield Lake. There's a big sign on the community center saying Joyce Hanks. At this roundtable, we're hoping we can get residents to come and tell us what they'd like to see, for example, card games, maybe some movies during the day, maybe luncheons, whatever they really want to see us doing with the seniors at the community center. That way they have a place to go, and the community center is actually being turned back to what it was supposed to be for the community.
Does the community center have an operator, a manager, or any kind of staff that would open it for these kinds of programs?
Our superintendent, Pat Hastings, would gladly do that. I would also gladly do that. They can contact City Hall, or they can call me personally at my home phone, area code 440-949-4883, and I'll be glad in directing them who to contact.
What are the seniors in the Sheffield Lake area doing now?
Well, you know what? I think they're going to other cities' community centers for their senior projects. There's no sense in them having to go so far. Ours, we have a great location right on the lake. Big picture windows to look out at the lake. We have a nice setting in the back, behind it, between the lake and the building. It would be really a relaxing area, and it was planned when it was built to be just that. And our current mayor, Mayor Dennis Spring, really wants to see it go back to that, and so does council.
You have one of the assets a lot of communities don't have. You have the Lake Erie shoreline, and as you mentioned, what a wonderful view any time of year.
It's very relaxing there. In the wintertime, people don't realize looking out on the ice on the lake, it really is a beautiful scenery. And that building was designed so perfectly with the big picture windows facing the lake. It's time we start doing things more in it as a community.
Well, again, you have coming up in April. April 9th is the time when you're looking to get them to come up with their own ideas of what they would like to see.
Yes.
And you don't know what this generation of seniors might like, because every different generation has an idea of what they are and who classifies themselves as seniors sometimes, too.
We discussed that last night because I'm over 60. So my husband and I were discussing last night what seniors nowadays really want. And I think it's a lot different than it was 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
But some things haven't changed. Right. So we'll have to see what it's like.
Well, usually at that point they want some sort of socialization, some sort of, you know, friendships that can develop and activities to be a part of their life, depending on, you know, what stage they are in that age.
Many seniors are widows or widowers, and many are on a fixed income. To have activities at the community center would be something close. We have a wonderful parking area, very easy access in and off. It would be nice for them to figure out what they'd like just to socialize with other people with the same ideas.
Rosa, the last time we had you on, we were talking about the Valor Home and the mural that was going on, and you were talking about that. It's now complete. Can you give us your thoughts of how that turned out?
It turned out magnificently. And the AFL-CIO is helping put the solar lighting on it as soon as the weather gets better. And then everything's completed with the mural. We're very proud because the mural really did bring recognition to Valor Home that we were hoping it would. And so many people have stopped by, taken pictures of the mural, and left donations at Valor Home. This was a win-win situation. And for anyone that hasn't drove down 21st Street, I highly recommend seeing the mural on Valor Home because it's really a magnificent sight.
You don't need any kind of traffic control. People probably slow down every time when they go right by there because they're like,
yes,
look
they
at
do.
This, take a picture, look at that. Or they circle back around because you can put up all sorts of signs of things, but a big mural on the side like that.
It's very appealing.
Right.
It really is. In fact, the artist that did it has gotten quite a few calls for doing other murals, and not just in Ohio even. And it was mainly because of the Valor Home mural and the mural he did on the Amherst wall.
Right. They just completed the one that had all the different
yes.
people from the different Gulf War and those types of
yes,
things like that.
Yes, they
too.
Did.
Sekletar, right?
Mike Sekletar is the artist.
Right. Well, Rosa, we appreciate you stopping. I know that you're probably going to get a breakfast here pretty soon. And you'll have your meeting. In fact, we're going to be probably picking some of the other folks through that meeting who are in there this morning to be on
the program. Well, thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for stopping.